scholarships, fellowships, Pell Grant, PAP, and those monies are applied towards your tuition, and you still may not have enough money to cover all of your expenses.
But it's just tuition?
It's tuition minus grants.
Minus grants.
But doesn't it also include family
and fees? You can't forget fees because there are differential fees. Some colleges have differential fees.
I believe it also includes family contribution as well as work contribution. So it's once the student has exhausted all of the resources available to them, there's still a
need is tuition and fees, and then we subtract out all the
right. Right. She's saying it's tuition and fees minus grants
and other sources.
That's
the unmet need.
That's the unmet need because if your family's income is $47,000. That is and your first generation, and you're working. I mean,
Avijit, you are indicating that you may have something to say.
It's hard.
Can we get a copy of the federal government guideline? Where do loans fit in?
Loans would be one way of filling the need. So when you talk about
Stanford loan,
loans would be the way to fill that in.
Like the
but
Stanford
they don't
loan.
Count towards what was met.
Right.
Loans are counted differently than grants.
Perhaps we could have a presentation
on this.
Would you
like a policy statement from the federal government? I can. Well, maybe we need a separate conversation about financial aid and loans and Pell awards and need.
Chair Kennedy, if you'd like me to clarify a little bit from my own personal experience about financial aid, I'll just tell you that cost of attendance is how much it costs to go to the school. That includes tuition, that includes fees, that includes your housing. From your cost of attendance, they subtract your estimated family contribution, which is created by the federal government based on how much your family makes, and they give you an EFC, which is how much they expect you as a family to contribute to the education. You subtract the EFC from the cost of attendance, and you get that student's need. So once they subtract the EFC, you get need. And then from that, the school decides, the university decides, how much money they're going to give you in your award letter. After you subtract that from your cost of attendance, then you have unmet need. And that's what comes from that.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be with us for another year.
Big examples coming. We better move on. Thank you. Thank you. We'll move on. Undergraduate instruction is the next. We'll go right to the slides given our time. There were four dashboards relevant to this conversation. The first was the dashboard on state appropriation. And what we found was that UIC receives about the same amount of state support per student as its peers. And then the next slide suggests that UIC focuses its expenditures on instruction. I said earlier to you that we have made a very thoughtful and strategic effort to reduce administrative overhead and invest